开始就是学习祷告。
One of the most important beginning of serving the Lord is to learn how to pray.
因为我们要服侍神，需要有属灵的装备。
To serve the Lord, we must be spiritually equipped.
那祷告是装备我们自己一个很重要的方法。
And prayer is a very important way to equip ourselves.
我们来看罗马书第五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。这个地方说，在患难中我们是欢欢喜喜的。
And here it tells us that during tribulations we still have joy.
因为到第五节患难呢、我们也会有盼望。
Because in verse 5 it tells us that during tribulations we still have hope.
那为什么在患难中会有盼望？
How come that we have hope during tribulations?
下面说，因为说是的，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
It tells us that because of the Holy Spirit, the love of God has been poured out in our heart.
所以人在患难当中，如果感觉到神很爱他，他就知道神一定会给他开一条路出来。
So during tribulation, if we can feel that God really loves us, then we surely know that God will open a way for us.
就有看到一个盼望啊，神开路就是盼望。
And if God opens a way, then this is your hope.
那我们去访问一个患难的信徒哦。
When we visit someone in tribulations,
你仔细看，如果他有感觉到神爱他，你就放心了。
If they still can feel the love of God, then you can your heart can be rest. You can rest.
他不会埋怨。
Because he would not murmur.
如果真的他觉得。你如果他如果觉得神很爱他，他就会看到盼望。
If he still feels that God loves him very much, then he would still have this hope.
所以说盼望不至于羞耻。
So that's why hope does not disappoint.
那下面说圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
So again, it tells us that through the Holy Spirit, the love of God has been poured out in our hearts.
神的爱要借着圣灵浇灌。
The love of God is through will pour out to us by the Holy Spirit.
这个是我们服侍神一个很重要的一个起点。
This is a very important beginning point or starting point for us to serve the Lord.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们服侍神呢、虽然讲我们是在服侍神，但是实际上的来讲啊，服侍神就是跟人在接触。
Although we say we are serving God, but in reality, when we serve God, we are actually having contact with other people.
因为主耶稣教我们两个最重要的圣工，一个是传福音，一个是牧养。
The most important commission given to us is to evangelize the God, to preach the gospel, and to pastor the church.
那其他的所谓总务、财务。都是在支援宣跟牧的工作。
These general affairs and financial affairs are to support, to give the necessary resources, to support these two tasks.
所以教会最重要的两个工作是宣跟牧。
So the two most important tasks for the church is to is evangelism and pastoral work.
那这个宣跟牧，主要不是事情，宣跟牧对象是人。
For evangelism and pastoral work, the target is men and not just.People or things.
那我们已经提到很多，就是我们服侍神要蒙神同工。
We have already mentioned that to serve God, we must have God working with us.
那神同工从哪里开始
？How can we? Where is the beginning of God working with us?
要神同在。
That God is with us.
那神同在有一个特色。
And there is one characteristics when God is with us.
什么特色
？What kind of characteristics?
就是你会对周围的人有一种基督的爱。
To the people surrounding you, you will demonstrate the love of Christ.
我们现在看马可福音。
Let's look at the book of Mark.
第六章。
With chapter 6.
马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
34节。
Verse 34.
六章34节。
Chapter 6 verse 34.
耶稣出来看见有许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人。于是开口教训他们许多道理。这里讲啊，主耶稣工作连吃饭的时间都没有。
And it tells us that when Jesus worked, he wouldn't even have time to eat.
32节，他们坐船暗暗要到旷野去休息。
It tells us that you know they have got to cross the lake by boat secretly in order to take rest.
然后从各城跑到那里，比耶稣先搞到。
But there are many people who run ahead of them and arrived before them.
诸位。如果你上班很累
So for all of you, if you are very tired after your work,
回到家里,
what are you going to do after you got home?
你想休息?
You want to take a rest.
就是说你不想接电话,
you don't want to take up, listen to the phone.
所以有时候我们打电话给别人, 别人就用 answering machine 来 screen.
So sometimes when you phone someone, they will screen your call through the answering machine. So if it is from the preacher, they know, then you will never find him.
有时候教会负责人你打给他他不接了因为他知道你要找他做事情
sometimes the board members when they realize that it is the preacher phoning them they will not answer because they know that you know you would be requesting them to do something
让我们可以了解因为他上班回来很累了
and this we can all understand because after their work they would be very tired
这是人的常情
that's natural for men
那主耶稣很累他肚子也很饿
Jesus was very tired and he was also hungry
他想去休息吃一点东西
he wanted to take rest he wanted to find food
但是他从船里面一出来
But when he got out of the boat,
看到这么多人,
he saw a great multitude.
如果你,
if it is you, what would your response be? Maybe you could return back to the boat to take a nap.
圣经说耶稣看到他们就怜悯他们,
but in the Bible it says Jesus was moved with compassion for them. One great criteria for serving the Lord is you must be interested in other people.
如果我们看到人觉得很烦,
if you look at other people and are easily annoyed, then you cannot serve God.
Oh,
you love God very much. But you are annoyed by the people around you. This tells us that we still have not yet the mindset of God inside us. If we have the mind of God inside us, when you see those people who have yet to be saved, then you will be moved to preach to them.
我们看到一个很少来教会信仰很软弱的，你会觉得。
When you see someone who have not come to church for a long time, then you want to show your care and concern to them. Because that represents our love, the God of love within us.
那这样我们做圣工, 神才会同工。
Then when we do divine work, God will be with work with us.
看到人没有感觉。
If you do not feel anything when you meet
someone,
when you come to the church, you meet all the brothers and sisters and you feel nothing.
好像就小兵墓里面看到人没有什么感觉。 在这个购物中心,
you have the same identical feeling when you visit the shopping mall.
这个表示我们没有爱,
this means that we have no love.
没有爱就没有感觉,
no love, no feeling.
我说你们如果当过父母, 你就晓得,
if you are a parent, then you will know. In the past, I used to fetch her from school.
我就看到很多的父母，这小孩子其实每个都很可爱，一个一个出来，这就是没有笑容。
All the little children coming out of school are all very cute and lovely, but most of the parents would show no expression.
但有一个小孩子出来，哇，就笑起来了。
Until a certain child come out of the school, then they started to smile.
那你知道那个一定是他的孩子。
Then you realize that that particular individual must be their child.
因为同样小孩子为什么看到其他的没有感觉，看到自己会笑？
How come that they would have no feeling towards other children but would smile at their own child?
一个有爱，其他你没有爱。
Because you love that particular individual but not the rest.
所以有爱的，你看了就有感觉。
So for those who you love, you have a feeling for them.
所以我们要做圣工，一个第一个就是你对周围的人有没有感觉。
So to divine work, the first thing to ask is whether you have a feeling towards those around you.
你如果看到没有信的，向耶稣怜悯他们。
For those who have yet
感谢主，你开始有基督的心。
To those who have not yet believed, do you have Jesus' mindset of having compassion for them?
那你开始做工，神会跟你同。
And when you start to work, God will work with you.
好，我们现在看腓立比书。
Let's look at the book of Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
好，腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第八章。
Verse 8.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神给我可以给我做见证。这里保罗说，我切切想念你们众人。
And here Paul tells us that how great a long for you all.
保罗也不是腓立教会的信徒，也不是亲戚，也不是朋友。
Paul was neither a member of the church at Philippi, nor was he a friends or relatives with them.
但是这个腓立比教是保罗宣道旅程开拓的一个教会。
But the church in Philippi, was a church, during he visited during his ministry.
那他写腓立比书已经是传道的末期。
When he wrote the letters of to the Philippians, it was at the end of his missionary work.
所以。虽然时间有阻隔一段时间
although there was a long time in between
但是他说我切切想念你们众人
but he says how greatly I long for you all
为什么
why
因为我有基督的心肠
because he was with the affection of Jesus Christ
神的爱有在他里面
that means the love of God is within him
所以这个是一个很重要的装备
so that's a great we have the, this is a great equipment for us
那你要怎么去装备我看到这个人、哦、有这个神的心在里面有一种感动
How can we equip ourselves so that when we meet someone, we will be moved with the mindset of God?
In
the book of Romans, it tells us that it is through the Holy Spirit when He poured the love of God in us. When the love of God fills our heart, then when you look around, you would have a feeling.
那这样做圣工就容易啊，有果效。
Now then, it would be easy for you to do divine work, and it would be effective as well.
不是因为教会安排到我工作，我实在是不愿意，但不得已我去带领哪一个慕道者，这样不容易有果效。
And so it would not be effective if you just do it because the church arranged you to do this, the church asked you to bring someone to the church, then your work wouldn't ever be effective.
看到慕道者，你也没有感觉，没有感觉就是没有爱啊。
If you meet a truth seeker, you don't feel anything. That means that you are lacking in love.
没有爱就是没有神的同在。
Lacking in love means that God is not with you.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以我们要一种内在的追求，有基督的爱在我们里面。
So inside us, we have got to pursue to have the love of God within us.
让我们祷告也容易发生功效。
Then our prayer will also be effective then.
所以这是我们在要参与教会圣工一个很重要的装备
So this is how we should equip ourselves when we are to commence our work for the Lord
就是我们能够被神的爱充满
That we have to be filled by the love of God
我们对我们要带领的人不论是信徒或慕道朋友有一种感觉
To those whom we are going to lead whether they are truth seekers or members of the church we have this feeling towards them
那我们的工作就容易蒙神同工
Then our work would be easy Then God will work with us
这是第一个
This is the first thing
为什么说服侍神要从祷告开始
Why you know, why when we serve the Lord We will start with prayers
如果我们在看保罗的服侍里面保罗最厉害的一个是什么眼泪
When we look at the work of Paul, what's his most important weapon? That would be his tears.
我常常为你们流眼泪
That he says I always shed tears for you
这真的是不简单
That's not easy as well.
你为什么能够流出眼泪啊?
How could he shed tears for them?
你没有爱流出的出眼泪吗?
If you do not have love, can you shed tears?
你没有办法感觉到他的痛苦，你可以流出眼泪吗?
If you cannot appreciate or share in someone's suffering, how can you shed tears for them?
那么难啊。
It's very difficult.
但是当我们有爱,
But when we have love,
我们可以感觉到他的痛苦。
When we appreciate or share in their sufferings,
眼泪就会掉下来。
Then it's easy for us to shed tears.
我记得有一个弟兄啊。
I can remember a brother.
常常去参加访问组。
He is a member of the visitation group.
他就头脑有一个问题。
He has a question in his mind.
为什么那个跟我们去访问的哦，他帮人祷告有时候会流眼泪，他自己都不会。
How come that you know the one who also go along for visiting often pray and weep and for himself he never done that.
所以有一天呢，他到医院里面去访问。
So one day he went visiting in the hospital.
他就求神了。
He prayed to God.
神啊，求你让我能够感觉那一个人的痛苦。
He said, God, let me appreciate or share in the pain of that particular person.
那他这样祷告之后
，After he prayed like that，
忽然间他就觉得那个人躺在床上那个痛苦就好像他自己的痛苦。
Suddenly he felt that you know the pain suffered by the one who is lying on the bed could be experienced by himself.
那祷告完，那一个人说：“感谢主，你帮我祷告，我觉得很轻松。”
And so afterwards, the patient said to him, "Thank God that you have after you have prayed for me, I felt much more, much better."
方式发生了功效。
And so the prayer becomes effective.
所以如果没这种内心、没有神的爱在里面我们的服事有时候会变成很机械式的、
So inside us if we are lacking the love of Christ to serve then sometimes our work will be very mechanical
好像是公司里面的一个事情
Or we consider that like a just a task within our office.
所以我们在教会服事好像是一个很公司的一个事情。
Then,
做完可以交代，下一次会议可以报告。
So when we work in the church, it's as if we are working in an office. After we have completed the task, then we can make a report. We can make a presentation.
那这样啊，我们服事，我们没有办法真的去享受那种服事的喜乐。
Then when we serve the Lord, we will never be able to appreciate the joy of serving God.
但是如果我们有神的爱在里面，你跟那个人会有一个互动。
But when the love of God is within us, then we will have interaction with those around us.
你发现那个人一直很渴慕道理。
Then we will see that, you know, they love the word of God very much.
你会很喜乐。
Then you also will have the joy.
终于发现一个慕道是这么喜欢道理。
You finally discovered someone who loves the word of God so much.
那你带领他得胜你会很喜乐。
You lead them to church and they will receive the Holy Spirit, you will also be very joyful.
因为你有这个爱在里面。
Because you have love in you.
那这样你的服事就不是一种机械性的。
Then your service will not, your service to God will not be mechanical.
所以祷告啊，通过祷告，神的爱可以充满我们。
So through the prayer, we can see that the love of Christ can fill us.
这是我们祷告一个很重要的方向。
This is a very important direction in our prayers.
我们常常觉得能力不够。
We found that we are lacking in strength.
所以我们求神给我们能力。
So we ask God to increase our strength.
不错，这是重要的。
Of course, this is very important.
但是我们仔细想啊，我们对自己啊爱不够啊，常常没有感觉。
But sometimes we have no feeling towards the fact that we have not enough love.
那如果我们祷告能够改变一个方向。
But if we change the direction in our prayers,
求神给我们更多的爱。
We ask God to give us more love.
我想我们的服事会更温暖，我们的服事会更有生命。
I'm sure that we can bring more warmth and vitality to our service to God.
有时候我在看教会的这些工人啊，爱神都躲在电脑后面。
Sometimes I see that the workers of God would like to hide behind the computer.
很会联络，很会协调。
They love to organize, contact one another.
但这都是好的啊。
Of course, that's very good.
但是我们也仔细想一下。
But let's think about this very carefully.
我零四年搬到加州。
In the year 2004, I moved to California.
我一个女儿还留在美国东部读书。
One of my daughters remains in the East Coast to continue her study.
我是 email 一下。
So occasionally we email one another.
但是不够，我觉得这样不够。
But I found that it was not enough.
然后天天都跟她打电话。
Every day I need to phone her.
电话讲久了。
And after a while,
电话你就可以知道她最近心情好不好。
Through the telephone conversation, I can feel whether they are in a good mood or not, whether she is in a good mood or not.
一段时间呢，叫她回来看看。
And after a while, I can ask her to visit me.
这是父母的心。
Because that's the mindset of a parent.
如果有一天你当父母，
if one day you become a parent,
你爱你的孩子，
you love your children.
躲在电脑后面是不够的。
It's not enough just to hide behind the computer.
这个是没有办法建立关系的。
Because it's not enough just to build up the relationship that way.
所以我们在教会里面负担工作，爱神不能够只躲在电脑。
So when you work in the church, when you love God, you cannot just hide behind the computer.
从电脑后面出来。
You have to come out behind the computer.
跟信徒融在一起。
To mingle with the members.
在实际接触的当中。
Through contact.
来感受他们的问题。
To appreciate their problems.
然后来帮助他们。
And then be able to help them.
来传达我们对他的爱跟关心。
And to show our love and concern for them.
但是这个需要牺牲。
But of course, we need to sacrifice.
这需要爱。
So we need love.
所以我们来看约翰福音。
Let's also read John.
约翰福音的21章。
John 21.
约翰福音21章的15节。
John 21 verse 15.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?
耶稣问彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
彼得说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
Peter said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣说，你喂养我的小羊。
Jesus said, feed my lambs.
这个就是圣功。
So this is divine word.
你喂养我的小羊。
To to feed my lambs.
但是交托这个工作之前
But before entrusting you with that work,
主耶稣问的是爱。
Jesus asked about love.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
这些是什么？
What do you mean by these?
这些有可能是他所打上那153条鱼。
These might refer to the 153 fish that they caught that night.
这是神给他们的恩典。
That's grace of God.
因为他们没有东西吃。
Because they have nothing to eat.
但是虽然是神的恩典，你爱我比这些恩典更深吗？
Although that could be considered as blessing from God, but do you love me more than these?
如果我们今天要服侍神。
If we are to serve God today.
实际看我们大家都得到神很多的恩典。
I'm sure that we have all received tremendous blessings from God.
有的很好的工作
Some may have very good jobs
有的很好的家庭
Some may have very good family life
有的在很好的学校读书
Some may be studied in very good institutes
这个都是神的恩典
All these are blessings of God
但是如果我们要服侍神
But if we do not serve the Lord
我们爱神比这些更多吗
Do we love God more than these
这是要我们要回应的一个问题
This is a question that we have got to reflect upon
如果我们爱主更多
If we love the Lord more
神就把他的工作交托给我们
The Lord will entrust His work upon us.
所以我们需要求神赐给我们更多的爱。
So we have to ask God to give us more love.
这是一种属灵的装备。
That's a spiritual how we can spiritually equip ourselves.
使我们能够从神领受更多的托付。
That from God we receive more tasks.
能够做美好的服事。
That to have a good service to Him.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
大部分都得到圣灵。
Most of us have already received the Holy Spirit.
求神将他的爱浇灌在我们当中。
So we pray that the love of God will be showered upon us.
让我们的生命有长进。
So that in our life we may advance.